T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Roberto Torrones. He is the Program Manager for California Health Collaborative, and Jose Arbayo Jr., Senior Public Information Specialist for Riverside University Health System Public Health. Thank you for joining me today, gentlemen. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you very much, Stephen.
We're going to be talking about the Home Run for Health event that you have coming up. But first, Roberto, tell us a little bit about the California Health Collaborative.
Yes, so I'm with the California Health Collaborative. Collaborative is a nonprofit organization committed to enhancing the quality of life and health of the people of California. We focus primarily on underserved and underrepresented groups. We actually service about 54 out of the 58 counties. And we've been here in San Bernardino County since about 2015.
Now, what kind of programs and services do you provide?
The services that we provide mostly focus on the area of prevention. We have areas in tobacco control, maternal and child health, breast and cervical health, youth development, nutrition and physical activity, cancer prevention, community wellness, among other programs as well. The programs that I head in San Bernardino County is the San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program. We focus on reducing tobacco use in this county.
And what's the main message that the California Health Collaborative would like to get across to people?
Well, we want to make sure that people are aware of the dangers of tobacco and also are being proactive in speaking with their kids about staying away from tobacco use.
And where can people find out more information about the California Health Collaborative? Do you have an online website?
They can visit us at healthcollaborative.org or call us at 909-381-4532.
Okay, now, Jose, you're with the Riverside University Health System, which is the public health department. What does the public health department actually do for residents of Riverside County?
Well, again, thank you for letting us be here today, Stephen. And Riverside University Health System Public Health is part of a four-pronged university health system, which includes behavioral health and the medical center and also the clinics, along with the public health department.
So you are basically the public health department for Riverside County.
Yes, yes. And we were previously named Riverside Department of Public Health, but several years ago, we combined with the other three departments to form the University Health System.
How many and what types of programs do you offer?
Well, we offer a variety of programs and services, from immunizations for illnesses like influenza and pertussis to nutrition programs to help parents learn about healthy recipes, to monitoring illnesses like tuberculosis, West Nile, and measles. If you need a birth certificate, we can help you there. And we also have programs that help children exposed to toxic levels of lead, for seniors who need help dealing with illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. We have programs that offer services like exercise and nutrition assistance to help the seniors dealing with those chronic problems.
And where can people get more information about those programs that you offer?
They can go online at www.rivcoph.org. That's RIVCOPH.org.
And what kind of information can they find on that website?
Well, on the website, you'll find all the information about the programs that I just described and many more. I know that we serve the community from Temecula out to Blythe and up north through to Jurupa Valley. We work in both the unincorporated and incorporated areas, and we have over 800 employees, nurses, doctors, social services, and clerks, things like that, that they just do a fantastic job of serving the community.
Okay, now both of your organizations are teaming up with the San Bernardino 66ers baseball team for the Home Run for Health event that's coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, last year was our first year, and we did a really nice job, and we almost sold the place out, the San Manuel Stadium over in San Bernardino. We were looking last year when we started to have some sort of event that would bring the counties together. And we thought nothing more than a baseball game between the San Bernardino team and the Riverside County team could do that. And I know that, and we could talk about that later, but I know people are questioning, well, why would you have a healthy-oriented event at a baseball game? I think that there's a lot of health there. Outside, there's exercise, there's getting up and down, there's running around cheering. We could talk more maybe about the food later, but I think it's a very appropriate location for something like this.
And Roberto, who's hosting the event this year?
So we are hosting the event with the Inland Empire 66ers. As Jose mentioned, Riverside University Health System Public Health Department is going to be a part of it. Same with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health and the California Health Collaborative. The event is going to take place at San Manuel Stadium at 280 Southeast Street, San Bernardino. And it's going to be a fun and exciting time for everyone and family.
When is that coming up?
The event will take place on May 3rd. The gates open at 6 p.m. and the game starts at 7:05.
And the real big thing, I forgot to mention, Stephen, is that it's free. The tickets are free to the public. There is a $7 charge for parking. The public can get two vouchers, which are good for 8 tickets. You can pick them up at 3 locations, 2 in San Bernardino and 1 in Riverside County. For the public, you can go to either Riverside Public Health Department at 4065 County Circle Drive, San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program at 685 East Carnegie Drive, and at the San Bernardino Department of Public Health, 340 North Mountain View Avenue.
And what is the primary health message that you'd like to get across to folks at the baseball game?
Well, with public health, May is Drowning Prevention Month, and this year our focus will be on water safety for both children and adults. In Riverside County, we had a huge spike in child drownings this year for the first part of the year, and that was alarming to not only public health, but the Board of Supervisors and city officials and county officials everywhere. And we're trying to push the message that drownings are preventable, children drowning specifically, because we as adults are responsible for taking care of the little ones.
And why did you choose baseball as a forum for these positive health messages? I know you spoke a little bit earlier about that, but go into more detail.
It was really important that we have the ability to get a large group of people together, which would be the public and county employees from both San Bernardino and Riverside County, and talk about it. Because we'll have booths there that will be highlighting the programs that are available from both San Bernardino and Riverside County. The messaging will be eat healthy, exercise, don't use tobacco products, drink healthier water, non-sugary drinks. And all of those messages combined, we believe, offer a good, healthy message. Now, of course, we do have the hot dogs and sodas, mm-hmm. and that's okay. We're trying to get people to start thinking a different way, that you can be healthier little by little. It didn't happen overnight where we started eating bad and we started being more obese. The message is that little by little, you can chip away at the bad habits that we developed as a community.
I imagine you'll also have informational booths there as well.
Well, we're going to have, last year, I think we ended up having close to 30 booths, and they'll have everything from, again, water safety to tobacco, discouraging tobacco product use. We also have the disease control, nursing. We will have injury prevention, which, of course, is teen suicide, things like that. We'll have people who will be offering nutritional advice. We'll also have people dressed up in fruits and vegetables, it's fun to hang out with.
You're actually going to have people dressed up in fruits and vegetables.
Yes, huh? It is. Yes.
Running around along with a mascot, I imagine.
Yes, and the mascot. And we'll also have Howie. His name is Howie Hydrate. And Howie is a big water drop, and somebody is in the costume. And he made his big debut last year at the baseball game, and he'll be out there again this year.
I imagine he'll be drinking lots of water in that hot suit, though,
yes,
huh?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And Roberto, why don't you give us the details on when the Home Run for Health event is and where they can pick up tickets?
So the event will take place on May 3rd. The location is San Manuel Stadium, 280 Southeast Street, San Bernardino. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the game starts at 7:05 p.m. And they can pick up tickets at 3 locations, Riverside University Health System at 4065 County Circle Drive in Riverside, California. They can also pick up tickets in San Bernardino County at 685 East Carnegie Drive, Suite 140 in San Bernardino, and also at 340 North Mountain View Avenue, also in San Bernardino.
So you can pick up those vouchers for a free 66ers baseball game. Who are they playing?
It's going to be a great game. It's going to be the Inland Empire 66ers versus the Lake Elsinore Storm. So
it's kind
battle
of
the counties.
A rivalry matchup there, huh?
Yeah, battle of the counties to see who can be the healthiest.
Is there anything you guys would like to add in closing?
Well, I think for us, we're encouraging the public to come out. Not only you'll be able to enjoy the baseball game, get some fresh air, and be out in the outdoors, but also learn a little bit about the programs that in many cases are free for the public. Everything from nutritional services to immunization and those types of programs that will benefit the public's health. And I think by knowing more about them, just meeting these people at a booth or a table, the public, we hope, will be able to take away and get a nice, strong health message that they can take back to their families.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Roberto?
I think it's just going to be a great and fun event for everyone. There's going to be events and activities for everyone. So if you are interested in the services that Jose mentioned, you can get information and you can talk to a person that's going to be there. But there's also going to be activities for the kids. We're going to have a fun zone and have activities for kids of all ages. So it's going to be a fun event.
So kids will be able to participate in something other than just watching the baseball game.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Roberto Tirones, Program Manager for California Health Collaborative, and Jose Arbayo Jr., Senior Public Information Specialist for Riverside University Health System. Thank you guys for coming in today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.